This is Tim Preiser. I'm sitting in the home of Jeff and Bernice Wilcox in Ludowice, Georgia. Today's date is January the 28th, 2004, and we're just going to be talking about their lives living and working around and in Turpentine. If you could, I guess, start with you, Mr. Wilcox. If you could just state your date of birth and where you were born.
Well, I was born in Tapton. My birthday is January 4th, 1921, but I was born in Tapton County.
Okay.
Up there on, well, it was kind of like a Turpentine place, but I was small then. I moved to this when I was about six years old down in Long County.
Now, when you say you were born on a Turpentine place, what do you mean you were born onto the quarters, or it was just you were born around the work?
Well, it was a quarter there when I was small, where I first was born there. Where it was down next Lumber Bridge, right on the kind of the river. It was a kind of middle quarter, Turpentine quarter there, but I was small then. We moved out from there, I think I was about 6 years old.
Yeah.
And we moved down here to Long County. But for a while now in Long County, my daddy was a farmer. But I think I was about 10, something like that, when he started the Turpentine. And we started right there, but we never did live on the mill quarter. We stayed off from it. We stayed, the man we worked with, we stayed not too from him, right side. Was, I don't know what, it's 301 now, but I think it was 25 then. That's been way back, that's been many years back. So that, and we, I started working 10 times with my dad and me, chipped virgin boxes. You know, they didn't tell you how to do that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And we chipped virgin boxes now. We lived, sometimes we had to get on the wagon and drive 3 or 4 miles in the cold. Out there to work 7 times, put up tins and breaking ice. All day long, I weighed ice all day long, working for 10 cent hour. And you worked eight hours, $8. I could go buy me a pair of pants for about 36 cents for a pair of khakis. Shirt about 35 cents.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of life we lived back in then. But then we had a commissary, a place we'd go on weekend, like on Friday and Saturday, we'd get some grocery. And then we had to go back through the week and get some more. And you know, that's the way it was. We didn't have that much. We lived all right, but we never have a whole lot like people live now. But we lived, and we didn't have no heat like we had fireplaces. And we didn't have no glass windows. Had those windows, what you said. Or wooden windows. That's the kind of place we're living in, and we had a pretty good life.
Now, what's your date of birth, Mrs. Wilcox?
November 17, 1925.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born?
I was born in Carolina, Jasper County.
South Carolina?
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we moved. My mom and dad, they moved from Carolina in Georgia, and I think I was about a year or something old. I don't really know. But
Where did you move to first in Georgia when you left South Carolina? Do you know?
It was Long County.
Oh, okay.
Long County.
Okay.
You could tell him. You lived and you moved on a Turpentine quarter.
Yeah.
Your mom, she did move on a Turpentine quarter. She was small, but she raised up on a Turpentine quarter.
How long did you live on the Turpentine camp or in the quarters? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Until you married. You married young in 1940.
Yeah.
1940.
Yeah.
Do you remember life on the quarters? What did you do for entertainment as a kid growing up on the quarters?
Oh, we just played around. My mom always do the work and out and around and Turpentine. Like a long time ago, they used to weed boxes, you know, hold the trees and things or something.
Well, I think we didn't want to know what your life was like.
Yeah, what do you remember? The types of games, for instance, that you play as a kid with other kids in the quarters. What did you and other kids do for enjoyment when you were little on the Turpentine quarters or in the camp?
Oh, we just played like use the children, just have games and things.
Little cat ball thing. Back in them days, I help out a little bit. Back in them days, they played they have something like cat ball. One get down there, one get there, and it's chunk of ball. And you go back to the truth every time you make a score about like near that door. Something like that. That's the kind they played that. And hide and go seek.
Yeah. And stuff like hopscotch. Anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Mark them down the hopscotch. You know, different things like that.
Yeah.
And now my mom always worked out, and I just stay home with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And kept the house and things.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
It was eight of us.
Eight of you?
Mm-hmm.
And were you the oldest? You said you stayed.
Yeah, I was the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest one.
Now, where all did you work turpentine? Just how many places and what different places did you work turpentine, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, I worked some for the Halberts. I worked some for Hubert and Danny, Lord Halbert. And I worked some for his brother. His name was Tom Halbert. And I worked some for Marcus Nobles. That's the last one I worked there by Marcus Nobles. But then I was working with him, but I wasn't staying on his four corners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how many different places I worked every time. Of course, I quit every time when I was about 17, 18. I went to different things with the driving truck. But that's when I quit with turpentine business.
Did you come back into turpentine later, or no? Or were you done when you were 17 or 18?
I think, after I married, I think I went back and pulled some boxes about a year for the same man, Howard. I pulled boxes about a year, and then I left that and didn't go back into it anymore.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you started working turpentine?
Well, I started shooting burning boxes. I was about 11 years old.
Mm-hmm. With your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the learning process was like? Do you remember him teaching you how to do it?
Well, really, back in them days, you most of the young people, like, they paid more attention to sin. I just watched him how he doing this. Mm-hmm. Just caught on from there. You
just
know,
kind of observing.
It instructed a little bit, but it wasn't much to learn about. You sit and watch somebody do it. You might mess up there while you get on to it. The rest you go there, she get down and you take that thing. And then when it get up so high, then you make the thing start to pull in it.
Do you remember ever making a mistake and your father or anyone else telling you, no, that's not how you do it? Or were you ever disciplined for making a mistake or anything like that?
Well, yeah, the timeline, but you know, it's been so long I couldn't get into all the details. He'll instruct you some. Yeah, you he'll tell you sometime you might be doing it, but maybe not the right way against yourself. And he'll instruct you, know,
right,
how to do it. And see, we dip gum too.
Mm-hmm.
And all that.
Now, did Mrs. Wilcox, did you go to school on the turpentine camp at all? Was there a little school there in the quarters?
Or? Yeah, just a little school.
What was that like? What was the building like, and what were?
Just a wooden building, mm-hmm, and all the classes just in one room.
Mm-hmm.
We all just were together.
How many kids would you say went to school with you on a daily basis?
Oh, I couldn't remember. It wasn't many.
Right.
Might have been about 25. I guess. I don't know. It's been so long.
Was your teacher a teacher from off the camp, or was it a woman who also lived on the camp?
No, she was off. She didn't live on the camp.
Okay. She came in and was that every day that she'd come and teach?
Yeah, every day. 5 days. And she'd teach. Then she'd catch the little bus. And,
mm-hmm,
we would live in on the camp, on the quarters, as we call it. Then she catch the bus and she'd come from there and go back. Ludovici.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't live in Ludovici.
Okay.
We didn't live in.
So that's different than it is nowadays. The teacher took the bus to school and the kids just were already there.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Wilcox, I know you went to like elementary school and middle school, or no?
I didn't even go no further in the fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
As far as I went.
Okay, so were you in school at all while you were working turpentine?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, before I quit, I went to school. At times I wouldn't go. See, then we didn't have a 6 month school.
Mm-hmm.
I went about 3-4 months, and I'd be out working. Because, see, we had to walk 3 miles to school.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked some while before I got out. I quit school. I was about 16, and I was in and out. You know, back in them times, they didn't move you if you didn't make the grade. You stayed there, you got it.
Yeah.
And now they might do it, but if you stayed in that grade a year or two, you was there till you learned it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it was back in them. And back then, see, you didn't dolly go no further about to what, 8th or 9th grade, but you had to go a different place.
Right. When, I know that since you were in school and you were also working in the woods, were there times that you were allowed to leave school to work in the woods if your family needed the help in the woods, or how was that handled?
Well, they really didn't. You just took over and you had to take off. They didn't put no stitching on you back in them times.
Right.
You just didn't make the grade.
Right.
Yeah, so they were. They didn't really just pressure you had to go to school like this. That then seemed like y'all can them days.
Did you value work or school more and your family? I would imagine that work held precedence because you needed the money. You know?
Yeah, that's one thing reason I had to work. After my father got old, then he wasn't able to take care, and then my sister had some children there. And his husband was out of place. Well, I had to work to help take care of him. And so they weren't, you know, they understood it, but it was a must. And like now, see, back then you didn't have no government helping you. It's those things said, root picker died poor in a sense. But now, see, government is that, but then you had to get the best you could.
Right. Starting with you again, Mr. Wilcox, I want both of you to tell me about this, but what was your daily routine like from the time that you woke up in the morning until the time you went to bed while you were working turpentine? Generally, what was your day like? What time would you wake up? What time would you go to bed? And tell me about what you would do in between those
days. Well, when I was working, I didn't have no time working because I'd get up in the morning. It's like working. I'd get up in the morning full day. And I'd leave the house full day and we'd go to work and we'd get back. It was about night. And through the week time, I didn't do nothing but go to work and come back and eat something and go to bed. Because it wasn't nothing else to do because you were at work all day. And let's see, they didn't work by the hour, then you worked by the sun.
Right. Not by the hour, yeah.
No.
What time were you in the woods most days? By what time were you generally in the woods?
What you mean, going to work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mostly we'd be about, sometimes we'd be in the woods full day good, waiting on to get there. And sometimes we didn't have no special time, but sometimes we'd get there full sunrise, and sometimes we'd be about sunrise. We'd be there early now. And most of the time, be about sundown, we leave. Sun be about to be setting. Sometimes it'd be dark before we get home, and sometimes it'd make it a little full dark.
Now, would you generally eat breakfast before you left for the woods, or?
I'm going to tell you, I don't remember, but I probably did. Obviously, I like to eat breakfast. Right now, I just don't remember why I ate breakfast every day or not.
Yeah. You took breaks during the day, I imagine. Some breaks from work, you know, maybe a lunch break or...
Yeah, we took off there for lunch, about 30 minutes, hour.
You normally just eat lunch in the woods? Or?
Oh, yeah. Man, we was 3 or 4 miles, sometimes 5 miles with him. We went on a mule and wagon. So, yeah, you had your lunch, you had to stay, you stayed there, you come back at any time.
What do you remember what you would eat normally? What would you take in the woods with you?
Well, we different things. Well, we ate pretty good. Now, we ate like greens, rice, peas, and pork, and something like that. We didn't have no steak now. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, we go out in the woods and catch rabbits and like that, and coons, and stuff like the woods, we ate all that stuff like that.
And you'd cook those in the woods?
No, we cooked them home.
Okay.
No, really cooking that in the woods.
Yeah. How about you? When you were living on the quarters, I know you were young and it's hard to remember, but do you remember generally what you would do during the day? I mean, from the time that you woke up until the time you went to bed?
Well, I couldn't tell you because I just stayed home with the children. Mama always do the work out. I never did with no hand for working out.
What type of chores did you have to do inside
just,
the home?
Just
to make
take
sure
care of the house.
Yeah.
Like a house.
Just take care of the house. Just like people do in the house. So we had so many of us, so I just had to take care of the oldest. So I had to take care of the children. When Mama goes out to work and my dad, And so I just kept the house, and I just cooked and washed clothes, what I could do, because I was small. And see, I married real young, so I didn't stay home long to do too much.
Yeah,
I married, I was 14.
Do you remember what types of things you would cook for the kids?
Just like anything else people cook now.
Yeah.
Most of the cook, you know, what would you like to eat now? What would you like to
eat?
Back in the end, we had about the same thing people having now, maybe just, hey, why am I going in cook? A pot of lima beans, some black-eyed peas and stuff like that, and pork and...
Now, washing clothes, tell me about how you would wash clothes.
We had didn't have no washing machine.
Right.
We had those tin tubs, and put that water in there, and get the rub board, and rub those clothes, and pretty much put them in the pot. We had a pot, and boil and put fire around the pot and put them clothes in there, boil them, take them out and rinse them, wash them real good, rinse them, hang them up on the line, just a long clothesline, and put them out in the good old sunshine.
Yeah.
Michael helped out on that too. They had a big old block and they take them clothes and put them in a block and beat them.
I know, we never did beat ours.
Well, some did.
Well, some of them have.
Tell me about that.
That clothes real dirty. They have a big old block, bigger, and they put them clothes on and get a big club and beat that dirt out of them.
Out of the clothes?
That happened back then.
Yeah. How were you, Mr. Wilcox, rewarded for your work? What type of, when you were young and your dad was you know, overseeing you or whatever, how would he reward you for your work in the woods? Or was there any reward?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, you go do it. back in them days, you went and worked. They wouldn't never say, well, they might say, well, you done a good job, but back in them days, you just went to work. You didn't think about no reward, you just doing what you had to do.
Right.
And that was it. So, them people back then, they didn't pinch you. All you done, you just done what you done. Sometimes you ain't done enough then, because they push you back then. Ain't like it is now. No pit. I don't know about some of you, my father didn't pit me.
Yeah.
I was pretty good size, and I'd go work, just like I go work to make the money. I couldn't give him the money.
Mm-hmm.
He might give me a quarter, 50 cents back. That was big money them days.
Yeah.
And that was it.
How if he did give you a quarter, 50 cents, how would you spend that? Would you?
Oh man, you could go in and get you a Babe Ruth for a nickel. Go buy some crackers, cookies or something like that. 50 cents then, you could buy more 50 cents then, you can get $5 now. You had a little penny Babe Ruth, you get five of them for a nickel. Sardines like that, they're about 5 cents a can.
Wow. Now you mentioned, a little bit ago, you mentioned the wagon. Now, mules pulled the wagons, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? I've heard it said, and I've also heard people disagree with this, but I've heard it said that there's no smarter animal in the world than a turpentine mule. They can do all kinds of things, different commands and things like that. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, if you had some mule of a train, you could set up and say G or ha, G right, ha left. And them mules, when you camp, they go in the woods so long, they didn't know which way to go. They didn't know how to miss the trees and all. I spent that. They were smart at you train them up. Yes, sir. They was real. They could do that. Sometimes you just leave them there. I've had people have mules, you could call them. Come out. And they come around where you at. Especially like the dipping gum and nobody on the wagon. And you could come out, come for. And they come up there where you were, and you throw the gum in the barrel, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was some mules was trained back in them days. They was some, and some of them mean though. Some of them you had to keep chopping, you know, they'd run away.
Yeah. Do you remember any funny stories about mules running away or kicking anybody or anything like that?
I had some mules, but this was on the tail time. I was up a bit aside, but I had a mule to run away with us one time. We was on a wagon and was going across the horse and dirt. I don't know what scared him, but he run away and threw us all off the wagon, and some of us fell on the wagon, but none of us didn't get hurt. Yeah, he didn't run away with you now.
Yeah.
I have known how to put jawbone breakers on them. Because they're so unruly, you can start a regular bitch, you have to put something. Hell, you about break the jaw, they'd be bleeding around the mouth.
Hmm.
Keep them in control.
Right. Well, you said they could navigate the woods? Just they knew their way around?
Oh, yeah. They'd be so long it was going the same route, they know just where the way to go.
Yeah. What type of things were the mules named?
Well, some of them didn't have no name. Some of them named her, but I don't really recall now about names. Get up, come in, come up, gee hi, come up in, get up, whoa, all that.
Yeah.
But that's the name. Some had horses, ain't they named, but I can't recall now about nobody, you know, really naming mules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did most of the workers think of the mules as just work animals, or did they treat them like, treat them as pets, or?
Man, people loved them. Some of them was kind of cool, but I mean, a lot of them thought them was like one of their children, so they loved the mules, took care of them. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing any technological changes take place in the woods? Like, I'm sure they used to cut into the tree itself before they attacked cubs. That was before your time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember seeing any technological changes when the mule was replaced with the pickup truck, anything like that?
When the pickup truck replaced with the mules?
Right, replaced the mules, right. When the pickup truck came
and
the mules.
When the pickup came, I was out.
Oh, okay.
I was out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about the trees and things. I remember that. I remember they used to cut the trees. They had a big old axe and they cut the hole in the tree and they run. Time running that and you give it out.
Okay, so did you work in it then when they did that?
No, but I worked in it with the tin to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they introduced the acid to put on the trees? Mm-hmm. Were you working?
I was out of it then.
You were out then?
Yeah, her daddy was waiting because her daddy swallowed some of that stuff.
Oof. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I remember because I was out to tell my acid come in.
Now, how were you paid later in your life when you worked turpentine? How were you paid?
Well, see, some people, the way some of them paid is like, say, you got a crop of boxes. You pull a chip in the box and you dip your gum, and how many barrels of gum? You get so much for the barrel of gum. Mm-hmm. How much you produce in a month? That's it. And some of them was paid by, they say, I'm going to pay so much of a quarter. I mean, you got 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 boxes. I pay you so much for the 4,000 boxes you work in each week. Some of them work by what you call percentage. How many barrels of gum you get so much out of the barrel of gum.
Right. Describe generally, what was the work crew like? Who did you work beside? How many people did you work beside when you were working?
Well, just like in the winter time when we were putting up tins or breaking boxes up, it might be 10 or 15 or something. But through the year, when everything sells out, most everybody had their own crop. You might have a crop by yourself. And you and two more might have it. That's where it was. You sometimes they have a squad working, but most of the time people have their individual. I know some people that have maybe four or five out working, you know, so many crops. But most of the time, everyone, when I was around, they'd have sales. If I want chip, I can chip. I pull 2,000 or 3,000 bucks, I get that for myself. And that was my individual. I work just like I want. I go when I come ready, but I'd be sure to get them done in the week's time.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any terms that you used in the woods to refer to specific locations? Like, did you have a place? For instance, I've heard of people calling a place in the woods the pond because it's just wet land. I mean, different areas of the woods that you referred to just by nicknames?
No, it's a pond, woods. And they see sometimes they say slash. That's timbers in the swamp, in the woods, they call it a slash timber. Then you went on the hills, See, the slash timber, that's in the pond where they would grow and they wouldn't catch no scrape much on the face. But the one on the hill would catch a lot. They call hill pine and slash pine.
Mm-hmm.
The palm would be the slash pine.
Okay.
And that's where we describe it back in Mount Simon.
Now, certainly there are times when you were working in the woods and it was hot outside. What would you do about your thirst, being thirsty?
We had water, Joe. We had jugs of water. It wasn't like no ice water. We had kids, Joe. And I have been in the woods and we have drunk water out of contracts. Get that thirst. And tell them time like it rained sometime and you thirsty. We'd take that turpentine when it had no turpentine and drink that water.
Did it have a turpentine flavor?
Yeah, it was bitter.
Yeah.
But it was something that it kills thirst. You had no other choice. I couldn't drink it. Now I'd probably make me sick.
Did some workers like it? I mean, like the
nobody taste liked it, but it just killed thirst. I'm saying. No, I couldn't say, but I knew I didn't.
Right. What type of foods would you eat in the woods? Like, were there natural foods,
yeah,
like berries and things like that you would pick and eat in the woods?
Oh, we might pick, but we carried our food.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes you might run up on a berry out in the woods, you might pick something like that to eat along. You didn't take that just for your food to eat.
Right.
But that we carried our lunch, just like you said. We'd have collard greens and rice and pork and stuff like that. We didn't have too much of beef. Pork and that and different kind of stuff.
Do you remember dangers in the woods? Any type of danger, whether it be a sharp tool or an animal or anything like that you had to be careful about?
With the snakes. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest problems. Animals, we didn't worry about too much animals because we had dogs thing around. We didn't have that. But snakes was a bad bit because sometimes I've stepped over snakes. I've stepped over a rattlesnake and didn't even know it. But one thing about a rattlesnake back in them days, he let you know if you got close to him. Mm-hmm. If you didn't ever see him, he didn't see you see him, he wouldn't say a word. But the minute he see you see him, he started to join them rattles. And snake, rattlesnake not different from back in them days, because back in them days, a rattlesnake, if you see him, and you, just like he knew you see him, you could hang your hat up on a tree, and he'd stay there and watch that tree. You go get something, come out and kill him, but not now. Them rattlesnake will go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a cane, and you take a cane snake, that he was a snake. You mess with him and go on, he'll follow you. I've known to follow you around the woods and had him in the woods like a rattlesnake. They was a pest. I've never known to bite nobody, but a moccasin was poison.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be in the water. But see, we waded water knee deep, and some of them deep out there, and it was working.
Did you ever hear of moccasins biting anybody? Or?
Yeah, I hear tell them about their poison.
Hmm.
They've never bit me. I hear tell them about them, but I've not experienced it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you said the rattlesnakes would follow you in the woods. They wouldn't try to avoid you.
Cane snake, the more cane snake and black snakes.
Mm-hmm.
You make them angry, they'd follow you. A rattlesnake ain't gonna follow you. He gonna do his damn the right way he's at and don't do none.
Right.
And see, them things are coiled up and they tell me they could jump their length. It's that little long. They could jump from me to that over there by and hit you.
Mm-hmm. What did you remember having to develop any knowledge of what the snakes were gonna do and different ways to avoid them?
Mm-hmm.
No?
See, I'll tell you something about the wood. If you were working in the woods back in my time, if you were working in the woods and you had a certain time you go every week, you would have to run up on a snake. Because they know what time to come, they'd avoid you. But if you run ahead or behind, you might run up on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. But very seldom, some places they're real bad, but very seldom you had too much trouble if you stayed on your regular schedule. Because
mm-hmm.
they'd mostly stay out your way.
How about hornets? Were hornets a problem?
Oh, my Lord, yeah. And washes. But the hornets, usually is a hornet on a yellow jacket. See, one of them under the ground, one of them up in the trees, and a big old round looking. You've seen them, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, them the bad ones. They'll stick to you and they hit you.
Yeah, do you remember any stories about workers being stung, or were you ever stung?
Yeah. I've been stung about them. Well, man, them things put some people in the hospital. Put the doctor back in them. They looked like it wasn't bad as it is now. If you think the sun, they put some, I know the war something, they take some back and chew it and put it on them. Kill it.
Yeah? Is tobacco the only thing you used on a
beach? Well, that's the only thing we could use in the woods, because we have nothing else.
Right.
And doctors, something real for us back in them days.
Right.
Ain't like it is now.
Now, how was turpentine used as a medicine? And you may know some about this too, but in the turpentine camps I've heard, and also in the woods, a lot of times they would use turpentine in different ways medically.
Well, that was a good medicine back in the days. See, turpentine had to come from the turpentine steel. Mm-hmm. See, when you dip the gum and they cut it, then they had local meal, and they would cook that stuff off, and so much come out raw, and so much come out turpentine. And you take that turpentine, it's medicine out of it. Sometimes you put it in your mix with sugar and things like that.
Yeah, put a little bit on the sugar. That's good for cold.
Yeah, that was a big remedy back in then.
I like the turpentine. Just a little drop or two on some sugar. You take it for your cold. And this help, like this medicine now they get, it wasn't like way back then. Because that's what we used to use, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other ways that turpentine was used as medicine, other than for colds? I mean, was it used for headaches or stomach aches or any type of cuts that you'd get on yourself? Or
I think so.
Some people use it for rubbing.
Yeah.
It's about like an average medicine. Now you can move it to various things. But otherwise, that was about the only medicine we had. And go out in the woods and dig up roots, sacrifice something, mm-hmm. sacrificing. And it's another kind of thing you dig up out there for colds and things. And catnip tea, make that for cold, hog huff. That was a lot of remedies back in them days. It worked too.
Yeah, it back then that hog huff, you know, when they kill hogs and they take the huff off the foot and put it up like dry. And then when people have cold, real cold, they boil that stuff and take it, hit a cut that cold out there, we'll hardly have no pneumonia. If it do this, you get better.
So you take the hog hoof and you boil it?
Boil it and make a tea.
And let it cure, kind of, like a dry, and boil it and make hog hoof tea.
It's good now if anybody will use it.
Yeah. It tastes good too?
No, it don't taste good.
It just works.
It just works.
It doesn't taste too good.
But it's better. You didn't hear tell of people having too much of calcium and sugar and all that kind of stuff, because they use it now. You can go to the doctor. A lot of times you don't have sugar, and they give you medicine. Then they give you sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I know people help
right.
today.
Right.
So this, it just, that's good. Those remedies back then was real good,
mm-hmm.
but now they don't mess with it.
Tell me more about your knowledge of the woods. If you were in the woods, and you know, once you get, if you stuck me in the middle of the woods, I wouldn't know where I was anymore. I'd be lost as I could be. How did you know where you were when you got there?
That's just like you go in town. You know that town. Mm-hmm. You know every street. You go anywhere in that woods you want. You know where you're at.
How do you learn that? I mean, do you?
It's just knowledge. Wisdom, knowledge come from the woods, I guess. You grow up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could go, sometimes we might go in them woods 6, 7, 8, or 10 miles back in them woods, but we know our way around in there. You go out there chipping your boxes, you pull in whatever, you just like, I'm going to go down this far so far, and I'm come back, I'm a giant up where I come along. You'd always know where you come along.
Mm-hmm.
It was just instinct. Just like you know the town, you know the woods the same way.
Now
the signs and things you can see.
Right. Were you able to, for instance, once it was getting dark, how could you tell in the woods when it was getting dark? Did you ever have times when you had to look up at the tops of the trees and you could tell where you were by the tops of the trees or anything like that?
Well, most of the time you just about know where you're at in the dark. We used to go hunting in the woods and hunt all through the night. You know about where to spot at just by instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You and I look at the top of the trees, just look at right where you're at, and you know where you're at. You know, I'm traveling so much, you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm. What types of things would you hunt in the woods?
Well, we hunt rabbits, coons, squirrels, possum.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't want no possum.
Well, you see possum a long time ago, but we quit with that. Deer. Well, back in my time, long, you didn't see a whole lot of deer way back years back, but they was out there, but we didn't see too much of them.
Now, do either of you remember making or anyone else making liquor? And I've heard about liquor was popular on turpentine camps, like it was made out there, but
yeah,
You remember
that? Yeah, I used to work in a wheelbarrow. We'd have a temp time still. I got arrested down there going to work. It was a temp time. They came to jail. But I wasn't working with temp time. But they claimed it was because they had the temp time still, right?
No, and, not the temp time.
I mean, liquor still? Moonshine, mm-hmm. What you talking about, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
It was right in where we worked. We had worked all around it. Mm-hmm. And they revenue come at night. That morning, we was going to work. And they arrested all of us. We was using the front, but we wasn't working with temp time. It was all around it. Yeah, I've seen plenty of temp time. Them things, they worked. Liquor still? Them things were popular back in them days.
So they took you to jail because you were out near it, or?
Well, see, yeah, because that's like we were suspicious. They figured we was using them. I think somebody must have said we was running whiskey, which we weren't, but our boss man was. And they said we was just using the hack for suspicion, and we killed somebody out of jail. But there ain't no wood back up in town.
Wow. When was this? Do you remember the year? Or?
Oh, my. That was back in, I was about 16 then.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would have been back in the 30s.
Late 30s?
No.
Mid to late
30s? Yeah, it would have been late 30s.
Yeah, because we married. We were
I was 19. Bro. Yeah, I was in the late 30s. I was about 17 then. That would have been in the 30s.
Yeah.
Now, when you were working in the woods, do you remember having your own and other workers having calls and hollers when you were tacking on the trees?
Yeah.
What types of calls and hollers do you remember?
Well, now, most of the time when we'd be doing the hauling, when you're raking boxes, see, you gave so much a box, I don't buy a penny or three or something, and you had a number you called, some 99, some 69, whatever. You had a number there. And every time you call your number, it marked that your name was to your number.
The woods rider would, or?
The overseer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Somebody's helping somebody. The woods rider might do it, and might be. They had somebody sort of side to do it. Because sometimes they had to have more than one, because when you're raking barks and taking 10 like that, you might have 15 or 20 head of men out there more. And they scout all over with it. Take more than one man to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm. What? Calls did you used to call?
Like, I don't remember.
You don't remember your calls?
Too long ago. I don't remember. I remember my brother had 99, but I couldn't remember what I had.
How did workers come up with what to call? How did you decide?
They just like anything, instinct. Say, well, I'm going to use this number, I'm going to use that number. Some might not use they might call a name. But I don't really remember what I had, what number I called.
Mm-hmm.
Been so long, that meant. Long time.
Do you remember any workers singing in the woods, singing songs, or anybody else singing songs while they worked?
Oh, yeah. Okay, but I don't remember what they were singing back that time. They was the same. Yeah, a lot of people sing. But consolation thing. But you don't do too much singing when you're rich in Bosco, did you? You miss throw them off, but it's like you're out there doing your daily work. You'd be hollering and singing. I'm all over the woods doing that.
Mm-hmm. You think it was normally religious music people were singing?
No, not too much. We'll say blues, some kind of blues.
The blues. You don't remember any of the songs or anything like that?
No, not too long.
Now you, Mrs. Wilcox, you may or may not remember any of this, but I've read in some places about Coopers on the Turpentine camp. Hammering the barrels, the wooden barrels that they would put the gum in. I've heard that when the Cooper would hammer the barrels, he'd play a sort of beat. You may know about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. No?
Yeah.
I've heard that was a big attraction for kids in the camp sometimes when the Cooper would be playing a beat on the barrel. You don't remember anything about
it? I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the making barrels to put the rolls in.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, they got a stave. They had a stave, mm-hmm. around, and they stick a hook, and they put so many staves in it, they fit the head, and they put that band around and tighten it up,
mm-hmm.
and they take the hammer back. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember they was saying. I remember seeing them, but I didn't hang around that much. I'd be going, but I see it.
Mm-hmm.
That was to put your rolls in. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any jokes? What would the workers talk about in the woods? Would they tell jokes and
Yeah.
Cut up.
Probably tell lies.
All kind of joke, but now, that many years back, I couldn't be calling it.
Yeah.
Been too many years, but they always tell a joke when they're doing it, doing cursing one another out too, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
They tell all kind of jokes, but to me, to remember one of them jokes now, but about 60 years later, I couldn't do it.
Right. Do you remember, like, their favorite topics of discussion? I mean, was it drinking or partying or women or sex or, do you know?
They mostly talk about drinking moonshine, getting drunk, yeah, and playing cards, gambling, or something like that.
Now, do you remember when new workers would come into the woods? They would be new to the place where you were working, and you and other workers would have to try to initiate them or try to make them fit in with the rest of the group, or any new workers that were hot-headed and thought they were better than the other workers, and you had to...
Well, sometimes new workers come in and they kind of come in kind of high-strung, and some come in, and sometimes, I don't care who come in, sometimes somebody would work against them. Mm-hmm. They'd work against them. That happened a lot of times.
Yeah, like a competition, you mean?
Yeah, well, they start to... They know the situation, everything that person come in. You maybe he knows how to do the job, but he didn't know. See, every job's got a different way of doing it. You on this 10-time for that 10-time, everybody have a different way. Sometimes he come off another one, and he might not understand, but sometimes they wouldn't try to show him a hip and just let him do it the hard way.
Do you remember contests that workers would hold against one another? You know, kind of hot shot with one another. Talk, I can do this better than you can, and we're gonna see how many people can tack boxes, or I mean, how many boxes we can tack on the trees, or anything like that.
Yeah, it's been time they gonna see who can outdo the other. I've seen that happen. Yeah, it's always gonna be somebody saying they can better than the other one. That'll happen. Yeah, but you know. It was just one of them things that happened amongst people back in them times. But people was more, in a sense, more civilized than we is now. Because a lot of things come up amongst workers like that, but they were selling, going about the business, laugh, but they didn't too much about holding grudge back then. But if somebody did get out with you, better watch out. But they always made it, they was more civilized than now. They wasn't grudge hearted like they these days. Mm-hmm. They always, most of the time, they try to help one another. Average time, sometimes some would be kind of a little mean, but they wasn't like it is now. This is a different world now. I look at myself, I wonder what's going on, how people change. So it's a changed world, people.
Now, would workers talk about things that they feared in the woods? Would they have specific sayings or ways of avoiding? Say a snake, say hornets or yellow jackets or fires or storms, you know, anything like any dangers like that when storms would come up in the woods, anything like that.
Yeah, and sometimes we warn when there's a hornet nest down there or something like that, this is a dangerous place down there. Yeah, that was real back in them time. You had to look out for one another. But see, when a storm come out there, you had to find you somewhere. Sometimes they have had woods, they had shelters, a little place to go in if it rained. And sometimes you just had to get on the tree somewhere and wait to go over and hopefully everything be all right. Mm-hmm. But lightning didn't strike as bad back then as it do now. It struck, but not like it do now.
Why do you think that's the case?
Why
do you think lightning strikes worse now than it did back then?
Well, that would be up to the old master. He's the one who controls that. We wouldn't really know that, but yeah. That'd be out of control. Things are just different and things to the people are just different.
Right. Do you remember any signs or anything that meant bad luck was on the way in the woods? Any?
People used to have a sign about a black cat. If he crossed, he'd have a bad look and all kinds of things. And don't walk on a ladder or somewhere, something hanging out there. Don't go on certain things, that all them things. But I think they were just. But I think sometimes if you follow a sign, somebody might catch up with you.
Did you ever have any, or have you been to any festivals for turpentiners? Any picnics or no type of gatherings like that?
No,
I know there are a few festivals in Georgia.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah.
when I got out of Tim and I was through, I didn't want to have no part of it.
Right.
Because I didn't work with Tim time since, and I was about 18. Mm-hmm.
Do you or you, Mrs. Wilcox, remember anybody making crafts out of the woods, out of the timber that would fall, or the timber that wasn't used? Anybody making crafts out on the camp or anything like that?
No, I never did.
Like what?
Oh, just anything, man. You know, whether they made furniture or toys, anything like that.
I remember they used to take shingles and things would come out the woods like, and they could take that thing and make a man's. They cut his leg and they put things in it and they hit him on top of it and he would dance.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like little wooden dolls that would?
Yeah, they'd be like that, and they'd fix the way he could dance. You know, hit him and he'd cross his leg out of wood. I've seen that happen.
Who did that? Do you remember who?
I don't remember that too long.
Well, we can take a break if you want. Okay, this, I guess, should be directed to you, Mrs. Wilcox. What was your house like? Your in the quarters. What was the place where you lived like? Do you remember, you know, just how it looked? Was weather a problem? You know, just what was your living quarters like when you lived in the woods?
Like what? Like.
What was your house? What did your house look like? Did you have? I imagine no indoor plumbing back then. That was a long time ago.
No, we didn't have no indoor. Everything was outdoors. Mm-hmm. Like the toilet, it was out. It didn't have no indoor. Mm-hmm. You mean bathroom and stuff
right,
like that?
Right.
We didn't have that.
Yeah.
Or I had to go out.
What were the bedrooms like and the beds like?
Oh, the beds was all right. We had pretty good beds for the time being. We had, of course, it was a lot of us. We just had about a whole bunch of us had to sleep in one or two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom and dad fixed it for us. But our room, it was good long and then, because that's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything was fine.
Was it well insulated? Would the weather come through, or the rain ever come through into the house? Or?
Well, it wasn't just weatherproof like it is now.
Right.
Because Mama used to take, get papers and put plastic stuff all on it and put papers all against the wall that keep the wind out. Mm-hmm. Like the windows, they was wooden windows. Shut them and all and things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But some of them out back there, I didn't ever step, but I know some of them out back there, you could sit in the house and see the floor grinding on the side there. That's how they were. Mm-hmm. Some of them leaked.
Oh, yeah.
Over winter, you shut them up, they wouldn't have shut up. You could feel the wind coming through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they was terrible, some of them.
Now, either of you ever remember women working in the woods with the men, alongside the men, working turpentine just like the men did?
Yeah,
some of them used to work, and my mama never did work, but she used to.
She didn't have a whole box?
Yeah, she worked a whole box. You know, we the pine, the tree,
mm-hmm.
and when they burn the woods, see, then we those round those trees mm-hmm. to keep the fire from burning the trees and stuff like mm-hmm. that. She did that.
Yeah.
And we fence. Hold the fence, all that grass around it.
Right.
She did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I experienced women working in the woods mm-hmm. putting boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, I hear you say dipping gum,
mm-hmm.
but
men
I never did
back,
my
everything
did that.
Did some of them, not better than I, but they, yeah.
Were they good workers? Were they treated the same as the men were treated in the woods? Or?
Well, most of the time when the women worked in the woods, everyone would be working with their husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, I got a crop of boxes, you go out and help me pull them a box. That's most of the time the way they work. But if they work on other jobs, yeah, they didn't discriminate against them. They wasn't better than men thought, looked up to women, be women in them days. They give more respect than they do now.
Right.
Yeah, they'd look out for them all they could.
What were church? What was church like in the camp? And weddings? I'm sure there were weddings. And did you have a church in the quarters there, like a little church house or?
Well, when we got married, I got married to my mom's house, and we got married on the front porch.
Yeah.
Right on those porch, right on. They call it porch.
In the quarters? Were you in the quarters?
Yeah, right in the quarters.
But they didn't have no churches hardly on the quarter. They had the church out. Where they missed term time, because most of the church would be out from there. It would not be right on the place where you're living at, not ordinary. But yeah, you got married. Some got married to just to the peace. Courthouse or like that. And some men, you know, just like just to be back then, they had their own house. You go to the house, they marry you.
Mm-hmm. How did it work out that when two people decided they wanted to marry and they lived on the camp, how did it work out that they got to live in the same house? You know, I mean, say there's a woman living in one house and a man living in another house, and they decide that they want to marry. How do they get their own house after they marry on the camp? Do you remember that? How that would take place?
Oh, when we got married,
we weren't on the camp.
We wasn't when us got married. Mom and them was living on the the place on the quarter. And then when he got married, he took me to his house, to his mama's house.
See, I was staying with my mom's family. She went and stayed with us.
I was staying, and then I would stay with, till we got a place of our own. But I stayed with them.
See, most of the time back then, people married, they must be being with their parents or like that. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to go either way with their parents. Very seldom, it happened once in a while, but very seldom back in them days when two people married, they had a house to go to on their own. Because houses were rare back then. Everybody didn't have their own house.
Right, right.
And they didn't they really, sometimes it happened once in a while, but not too, not around where we was at.
Mm-hmm. Do you, how did woods riders treat the workers in the woods in your experience?
Some of them nasty.
Really?
I know some of them didn't treat, because my brother was working in the woods with some of them, the wood rider, and he beat it him, hated him.
Really?
Of course, my daddy went to get him, but he didn't get him, because they hit him.
Really?
So we were always going.
Yeah.
It sure was. That's the way they treated them rough. That's what.
Some of them.
Some of them, not everybody, but this particular man did.
Well, you had some people on them.
Some was nasty.
They would, I don't know them, take them in there. Come and say and beat them sometime, but it didn't get right. And last time the kid went and beat him, I think he made them tear out, but they done it. Some of them was real cruel and some of them wasn't.
Were any of them ever cruel to you?
No. See, I never lived on the mill quarter.
Right.
Yeah. Never had no problem with them.
Do you remember juke joints? Anything like that?
Yeah.
I know there was one on most camps, but.
Well, sometimes they had little juke joints, but most of the time back in my time around, they most had the little juke joint around across right where some little old town, little place where most would go there like that. But sometimes I've known them to have them on there, but I've never experienced too much of juke joints on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I say, I never. But down in there, where we were living around, I knew all about the milk oil. But you know, they sometimes have a little house to go and have frolics. Mm-hmm. What they call frolics back in them days, you know.
Yeah.
They have the music and guitars and drinking the moonshine, whiskey, stuff like that.
Yeah. Gambling or fighting anything?
Oh, man, that gambling was something else. They bad about gambling back in them days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and they don't, when they fought by that, they really fought, but you know, they didn't get in the fights like they do now.
Right.
But they have fought now.
Do you remember any stories about fights or gambling or any run-ins with the police at the juke joints or anything like that?
Not too much back in them time, because see, back in them Tim time quarterback, the police wasn't allowed to go to miss it. It means too much. They didn't want to miss them. Them people back. You get on the middle court, you just about secure, unless you maybe killed somebody or something. But just fighting and that you did it, the police in there. And see, longer than you, since you think of, see, some of them places 50 to 20 miles from where the sheriff at. They didn't have, we weren't in no town. It was a middle quarter. They really didn't have no police around.
Right.
And if anything happened, you had to call the sheriff to come see about it. Mm-hmm. Work like that, but you didn't have them. Because they some places, they're long and allowed to go on a seven-time court unless the boss man, let him go. They weren't allowed to go in and mess with nobody.
Right. How do you feel that both of you, how do you feel that townspeople, people that didn't work in Turpentine but lived in the town, viewed you as a Turpentiner? Did they ever, did they respect you because you worked in the woods, or was it an opposite type thing? Do you remember how you were viewed in town?
Well, really.
Off at the camp or out of the woods?
Well, this little small that town we had around where we stayed, it didn't make no difference. We meet up, we was all one. They didn't look down on you because you're a Turpentine worker or something. But if you go to a big city, it might be different. But just like, say, Glenville, Ludwig, Jessup, I mean, everybody seemed to, you know, everybody got along. Because most all them places, that was all it was. People stayed in, some of them stayed in town, was working term time. Term time and farming back in the day, that's it. Taking this part, there wasn't nothing there.
Yeah. Do you miss Turpentine?
Oh, have mercy. It's been so long. I don't say I miss it, because I never get hung up on it. I make Tim down about 6-7 years off with my limit on it.
Right.
I got out of then, but no, I don't miss it. I wouldn't want to go back through it anyway if I had a chance. No, I wouldn't want to go back through that.
How come? Why wouldn't you want to go back through it?
It's nasty. That old gum get all on your hand, your clothes be gummy. Sometimes that gum, you get gloves and put on, then the gloves get so stiff you can't take them off and on. See, now, people just, you can't get people to wait till I'm done now. Yeah. It was just a lot of hard work for no money. To make a long story short, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't getting nothing.
Why did Turpentine leave? Do you know why the Turpentine left the United States? Or where is it made now?
Well, I'm going to tell you where your Turpentine made now. These pork mills. That's what it was. She ran there and all the, they did just the same thing out the stuff now that they got out of steel. They chew that stuff up and they run it through there and they just tell them time and roll this thing out of it and they shift it off just like it always did. It's still making it. But no, you can't get nobody with no tell them time now.
Yeah.
What Brent went out when these mills started coming and started doing it, that's what made it go. And people got, they see they can make a better living. One thing, people can't get about out of work till time.
Right. So when you were working Turpentine, if suddenly you would have stumbled upon $1 million, you'd have been out of Turpentine without a doubt. You wouldn't have kept working it, or
no.
Did you enjoy the work ever, or no?
Not really enjoyed it. It's something I had to do.
Right.
If one enjoyment, see, you do what you have to do, and if you like what you got to do for a living, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself content at it, not to say you enjoy it.
Right.
And the world ain't gonna enjoy going out there wading grass knee deep and water and mud and thing, and it wasn't an enjoyment in it.
Yeah. What did working in the woods teach you about life in general? Did you learn any valuable lessons from working in Turpentine, or?
I learned it was a hard way to make a living. And that's what you had to do to make a living, but that is just something that had to be done, and back in them days that's all we knew. So we learned that you got the one thing, anytime anybody come back in them days, they learned you had to work for a living. There wasn't no way out. There wasn't no scheme to pull like they do now. It wasn't nothing that you work. That's all you had to do, work, but nothing else.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of workers who say that they miss Turpentine in some ways because they worked in it for so long. I know you didn't work in it very long, but they say it was, you know, they worked in it for so long and they miss it in that way, but at the same time, it was really hard work. Sometimes they were mistreated, and so that they don't miss it. But in that way, but
I was glad to get out of it. I didn't miss it.
Yeah.
Well, my daddy went 10 minutes longer, but I didn't miss it at all.
Right.
Well, I've gone out of it quick as possible. I just didn't.
Two more questions. Where were y'all married, first of all? What county or?
The same county.
Right here. This,
right here?
But it was up the road. And we married on a mill on a 10th and quarter. She was still on 10th and quarter, but I was.
Mm-hmm. And this was 1940, you said?
Got married.
Do you remember, what day was it in 1940?
It was on July the 28th.
July 28th.
1940.
Okay, this is my last question, and it's kind of out of place. I just thought of it, but I remember hearing about a place that some turpentiners would call Diddy Wah Diddy. You know anything about Diddy Wah Diddy? Never heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, supposedly it's a place when the workers were working in the woods, they talk about they were going to go to Diddy Wah Diddy, and it was this place that supposedly is a fantasy land. You know, it's a place where people would go and everything, the food was already right there with you, and no work, you didn't have to work, everything was just real peaceful, almost like heaven, you know. But
we ain't been to that one.
No, I never heard that one.
No, you never heard of anything like it either? No.
Well, didn't they have a Diddy Water Diddy song, something? I don't know.
Yeah, there's an old blues song by, I think it's Blind Blake has a song called Diddy Water Diddy. Yeah. Well, I'm done. If y'all have anything to add, I didn't ask about?
No, I just, you know, tell them time of just something other that people had to do. Some got along better than others.
Yeah.
But it's a job. And that was what in them days. And that's the only way we made a living. Tell them time and form, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting cross ties, something that would happen. About it, but.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you both of you.
Okay.